You're listening to Morning Edition. For several years, activists in the UK have waged a campaign against homophobic songs in dancehall, a style of reggae. Now the campaign is growing in North America. Concerts are being picketed, and iTunes Canada recently announced it was pulling all homophobic dancehall songs from its website. As Jonah Engel reports, the campaign is stirring up a debate here in New York that pits human rights against artistic license.
This is the song Chi Chi Man by the Jamaican group T.O.K. Chi Chi Man is a derogatory expression for a gay person in Jamaica. The chorus translates as, "Those who get together in a gay man's car, blaze the fire, let's burn them. Those who drink in a gay bar, blaze the fire, let's kill them." The song was a big hit a few years ago. It was even adopted by the opposition Jamaican Labour Party as its campaign song. Last summer, a coalition of gay rights groups formed an organization calling itself Stop Murder Music New York. Their goal, to put an end to songs in any genre which they say incite hatred. On a muggy afternoon, demonstrators gathered at Randall's Island for Reggae Carafest, New York's biggest reggae concert. They were protesting two singers, Bounty Killer and Buju Banton, who are among the most popular Jamaican singers of the past 15 years. But they are also among a handful of dancehall singers who have drawn fire for lyrics about murdering batty men, a slur for gay men.
We're protesting that the bill has artists that have consistently performed violently homophobic music being supported by companies that we spend our money with.
Stacey Ann Chin is a spoken word artist who grew up in Jamaica. She and fellow protester Zahir Mustafa from Guyana say this is about much more than offensive lyrics. They say these songs help fuel the intolerance and violence that gays and lesbians face in the West Indies.
People who are even suspected of being gay, who are not out, are beaten. These are the rally chants for the mentality, for that movement of people who do not want any sort of non-traditional form of sexual expression.
The protesters want dancehall artists with anti-gay songs to sign the Reggae Compassionate Act, which pledges not to release songs or make statements that incite hatred against any community. But many of the concertgoers said that's going too far. Some, like Linda, who only gave her first name, were sympathetic.
I love reggae. I think we could have the music without the hate and the bigotry. It's not necessary.
But she stopped short of supporting a boycott on singers.
They're saying what they believe, and just like the people who are standing here today are saying what they believe, that's the freedom of speech.
Jamaica is very fundamentalist Christian, and being very literal about the Old Testament, Rastafari is the same way.
Elena Umano has been covering Jamaican music for U.S. publications for four decades.
The same way that we have so-called Christians against homosexuality here is exactly the same way that it is in Jamaica.
Umano says that until recently, gay and lesbian culture in Jamaica was undercover.
They didn't see HBO. They didn't see The Down Low. They didn't see, you know, gays making over straights. None of that stuff.
That changed in the 80s.
American TV, cable came along to Jamaica. Cable and satellite.
Umano argues that exposure to gay themes in the media sparked anxiety about homosexuality, which got reflected in the music. Buju Banton's 1992 hit, Boom Bye Bye, was one of the earliest anti-gay dancehall songs. It sparked the first protests by gay rights groups, which in turn created a backlash within dancehall.
It boomeranged, boy. His career was chopped off at the knees. Well, that infuriated the whole reggae fraternity, I would say. Everybody started lashing out against Batty Man in their lyrics.
None of the artists being protested agreed to be interviewed for this story. But the president of Buju Banton's record label, Gargamel, says the Reggae Compassionate Act is an attempt to censor free expression.
Artistic freedom is at stake. I mean, and that's crazy. Now you're going to try to dictate art? That's bananas. It's bananas. Homophobia is not illegal. I think homophobia is definitely outdated, but it's not illegal.
Tracy McGregor says that if activists are concerned about gay and lesbian rights in Jamaica, picketing dancehall artists is not going to solve the problem.
The pressure needs to be applied on the legislators of Jamaica. The power brokers, the people that actually have a voice and that can make a change. The church in Jamaica. Not here in America.
Protests in the UK and Canada have forced the cancellation of dancehall shows by top acts. But despite the bad press and lost revenue, homophobic lyrics are not going away. A number of artists have recorded songs about the protests themselves. They say they will not be told what they can and can't sing about. This is Sizzla's Na Apologize from 2005.
Rastaman, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this King Selassie, I'm a gunshot, you boy. Give me the one of the girls, don't cast them off the joy. In the lake of fire, me dash, you boy. Bad man, don't apologize.
While the protesters and the musicians remain far apart, there are signs that the protests are leading to dialogue within the Caribbean community in New York. In February, the Afro-Caribbean show Zinc TV hosted an open forum at the Brooklyn Public Library. It brought together DJs, producers, and activists to talk about homophobia in dancehall. Roy Walters is a DJ at a Caribbean radio station in New York. He said the protests have created a climate of fear, and he feels nervous about what he can play on the air.
If a record was to come to the station to me, and it's saying, I don't believe that a man should sleep with a man, or a woman should sleep with a woman. There's no violence in that. Mm-hmm. If that's played on the air, you would be offended?
No.
So what's happening now is that we are afraid to stand up for what we believe in.
While most of the panelists and audience members defended their right to play the music they want, activist Stacey Ann Chin urged her fellow Jamaicans to broaden their concept of Jamaican society itself.
I am Jamaican, Jamaican, Jamaican. There is a large gay Jamaican community that is silenced and is often victimized, and they can't speak out, because if they speak out, then they speak out to more terror. So freedom of speech is one thing, but when it moves into the public sphere, I have a right as a Jamaican person to say that is not all of what Jamaican culture is.
There is one sign of change. The promoter of the Reggae Carafest concert and Stop Murder Music are in discussions over next year's concert. For WNYC, I'm Jonah Engel.